Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Speak on behalf of the Trump campaign. And what about those comments made by Donald Trump in a conversation with Billy Bush on a bus? Do they matter to you? I want to know what you think. Get on the phone right now, 888-630-9625, right now, 6 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Financial Engines. The Redskins went into yesterday's game against the Ravens with the league's 29th ranked defense, but the defense got the job done in Baltimore as the Redskins pick up their third straight win. Quarterback Kirk Cousins says his teammates really stepped up.
Just phenomenal. They showed great character, great resiliency. They played together, they played hard, and they stepped up time and again.
Next up, the Eagles come to town next Sunday. The second presidential debate played out against a backdrop of controversy after days of coverage about that 11-year-old recording of Trump making degrading comments about women. The nominees battled in a contentious 90-minute-plus face-off.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump traded shots on the debate stage Sunday on topics ranging from immigration to foreign policy and everything in between. The recently released tape of Trump's sexually aggressive comments about women from 2005 was unavoidable and took center stage early.
What we all saw and heard on Friday was Donald talking about women.
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action.
Meanwhile, Clinton took fire over her email controversy.
That was a mistake, and I take responsibility for using a personal email account.
I'm Reed Binion.
The Montgomery County School Board is expected to vote today on whether to start school before or after Labor Day next year.
The board's considering three options. Two have school starting the day after Labor Day. One of those has makeup days built into spring break. The other uses non-instructional days for makeup. Board President Michael Durso.
What worries me about the Labor Day start is if we have a difficult winter, we're going to be really having some challenges.
He favors the third option, which starts school before Labor Day, against the governor's executive order. So what happens if the board goes with that option?
That remains to be seen.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Police are looking for the man who robbed a WSSC crew at gunpoint in the early morning hours yesterday as that crew was repairing a broken water main in Temple Hills. WSSE says it's taking extra precautions from now on. Deer rutting season is getting underway as we head into the middle of the month.
Rutting season is the fancy term for mating season, and male deer are out searching for some companions.
Typically, the males are often called bucks, are traveling more looking for receptive females, and they may leave their home range where they're more familiar with roads and surroundings.
Maryland Department of Natural Resources Peter Jane says deer aren't just hanging out in rural areas anymore. He says to keep an eye on the shoulder and know that if you see one, there are most likely more around them.
Typically, the peak periods are right at dawn and right at dusk.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Helicopters are ferrying in food and medicine in a devastated southwestern Haiti almost a week after Hurricane Matthew's assault. Still no electricity, and water and food are scarce. Hurricane Matthew is long gone from the Atlantic coast, but the devastation lingers in North Carolina. Flooded cities are trying to dry out, and those downstream are keeping a close eye on rising river waters. The flooding disaster is expected to slowly unfold over the next several days as all that rain flows into rivers and downstream, likely causing more inundation in many of the same places devastated by a similar deluge from Hurricane Floyd in 1999. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,240, the Nasdaq at 5,292. Sports, the Redskins beat the Ravens, the Cowboys win, Eagles and Giants lose. Baseball, Nats, Dodgers, Game 3 is this afternoon in L.A. with that series tied at a game apiece. NHL preseason, the Caps win. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weeknights at 6.
I cannot and I will not stand idle.
The Great One.
We need things shaken up. We really do.
Mark Levin.
That's what we need to do.
On 105.9 FM at AM 630.
WMAL.
Where Washington.
Washington comes to talk.
Hi, I'm Bob Richards.
And I'm certified financial planner Andy Smith.
We're the co-hosts of Investing Sense, formerly the Mutual Fund Show. This past weekend on the show, we talked about the impact of the presidential election on your investments.
Look, we get it that you're concerned about what this election could mean for your money and the markets, but making investment decisions based on the election could put you at risk of not reaching your financial goals. So look, we want to help take that worry away, and we can help do that by giving you a long-term strategy that could work for you no matter who wins in November. That's why we're offering a free in-person review of your current investments with one of our Financial Engines advisors and a comprehensive financial plan. Now, this plan will tell you what you need to be doing to help reach your long-term goals, no matter who's in office.
This offer expires at 5 p.m. today. So get out to investingsense.com now and click complimentary portfolio review to get started. You'll receive that free review of your investments and a written financial plan. That address again is investingsense.com.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Beltsville crews dealing with a water main break on Route 1 southbound at Rhode Island Avenue, with southbound lanes closed on 270 out of Frederick, Germantown, down to the Beltway. No delay, no problems here. Nice break that we get this morning. Beltway through Bethesda. In fact, the entire Beltway, Maryland and Virginia, without any delays. That looks great. If you're coming out of Gainesville to Manassas this morning, one of those mornings where you actually are enjoying the trip up through to the Beltway and continuing in through to Falls Church. Do watch still in Woodbridge on Horner Road, north of the Prince William Parkway. The crash was at Millwood Drive and Horner Road. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunny and cool on this Columbus Day. We will get up only to around 64. Tonight clear, overnight low, mid to upper 40s. And then tomorrow a few afternoon clouds, high 65. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now 51 in Alexandria, 45 in Rockville, 51 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. A CNN poll says Donald Trump exceeded expectations last night, but Hillary Clinton won the debate. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy morning here. Coming up in about 30 minutes, Mike Rubino, who speaks on behalf of the Trump campaign, will join us. At 7:05, legal analyst Joe DeGenova. 7:35, Trevor Maddich on the Redskins' victory. How about that? 8:05, Jason Green, who speaks on behalf of the Clinton campaign. It's all straight ahead here on Mornings of the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor has the morning off. Be back tomorrow. In his place is Aaron McPike, who is a veteran political reporter in this town. Aaron, good morning to you.
Good morning.
I've got a piece of Tic Tacs just in case they start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically attracted to beautiful. I just start kissing them. It's like a magnet. You just kiss. I don't even wait. And when you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
Whatever you want.
Grab them by the... I can do anything.
And that was the bombshell that went off late Friday afternoon. It's so-called bus tape. Microphones are open. They are unaware that they are being recorded, but there was this banter back and forth between Donald Trump and Billy Bush on a bus. And he said things that many people found reprehensible. I mean, let's just go through the list. Donald Trump's running mate apparently was offended by this. He said, I can neither condone or defend them. He basically canceled a campaign event and sat down. The Republican Party was offended because they said they suspended all activity on behalf of the Trump campaign over the weekend. There were many, many, many Republicans who were running for office and some who are not, who called for Donald Trump to resign and to step away from the campaign. So it mattered to them. My question, does it matter to you? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It is something that Donald Trump had to deal with coming into the debate last night, something he did discuss. Here's a little sample of some of that.
This was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I apologize to my family. I apologize to the American people.
So for the record, you're saying you never did that?
I said things that, frankly, you hear these things, I said. And I was embarrassed by it, but I have tremendous respect for women.
Have you ever done those things?
Women have respect for me. And I will tell you, no, I have not.
All right, so was that enough for you? 888-639-6625. Does this matter to you as an issue? Does it change your vote? And here's a larger question. Okay, maybe you're a dyed-in-the-wool Donald Trump supporter, but do you see that it could have an impact on the campaign? And what is that impact? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Aaron, before you weigh in, let me just say, I find myself in complete agreement with Mike Pence. I could neither, you know, endorse, condone, or defend these comments. To me, they were beyond the pale. Maybe I'm a little Pollyannish in this, but I've been in locker rooms, and that's not the kind of conversations I have. Guys talk about women sometimes, and women talk about guys sometimes, but I don't think I would be sitting around and being involved in a conversation that took that kind of turn. I found it problematic. And I know there are a lot of people out there who say, Wilson, what are you doing? I'm sorry, I have to be honest with you. I found this to be really offensive. You know, and at the end of the day, I think it hurt the campaign a tremendous amount. I think he came back in the debate last night. I think he turned it around somewhat. He has some breathing room, but it's not over yet. And we'll be interesting to see how it goes forward. What do you think? The phone lines are open, Aaron. I'll give you a chance to say your thoughts very quickly.
Well, one thing on the debate and where he stands this morning. I do want to say on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, there is a headline for a news analysis saying a reeling Trump regains footing. Now, as far as the tapes go and the comments, yes, it was absolutely offensive. And in the debate, he took it on somewhat to say that he was embarrassed. And he said, no, I've never done anything like that before. But I think there was a big moment missed. And that is we've heard from a number of analysts, a number of pundits, a number of journalists, and many Republican officials who are very influential in this country saying this was awful, we disavow him, we would like him to step down from the ticket. But they haven't taken the moment to say why it was so offensive. We're hearing talk of sexual assault bandied about a little bit, but Donald Trump could have taken the moment on his own to say, I really am sorry, and this is why we are dealing with sexual assault in a massive way in this country right now. We're talking about sexual assault on campuses. I need to say why this was so bad. It was 11 years ago, but really we're dealing with this problem in a big way right now, and I never should have said it. I know this is a problem. I have daughters. Here's why we need to really clean up this kind of talk. And he didn't go for it in the way he could have last night. And I think that was a missed opportunity.
Well, what do you think? Phone lines are lighting up. Let's go to Sharon in Hyattsville. Sharon, you're on first with Brian. And this morning, it's Aaron McPike.
Okay, Donald Trump is one of those people who decided before he realized that his country is going to hell in a handbasket, and if he or somebody had to stand up and do something about it, he was once upon a time a human being. And human beings make errors. That means they say things. You know, I mean, just, you know, little ridiculous things. But it doesn't really reflect what's in their mind or what's in their heart, the kind of person that they are. You know, he wouldn't actually do those things. I mean, he's saying things and doing something is two different things. But this happened before he decided that he's going to try to do something about his country going to hell in a handbasket.
So in your mind, Sharon, what you're saying is, okay, that was then, and now he's entered the public arena in a different way, and so therefore you give him some slack back then. If he were to say something like this today, I suspect you would not be very favorably disposed for it, right?
Right.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks, Sharon. How about Russ in Centerville? Russ, good morning. You're on with Brian and Aaron this morning.
Hey, good morning, folks. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, look, after seeing Facebook and everything, it's really forced me personally to look internally and see about my own behavior as an individual, to be very frank. Mm-hmm. And why it did that was a lot of people were out there on Facebook saying stuff like, well, my son never did this, and my father's never done this, and we've never done these kinds of things. Okay, I get it. Well, I've done some pretty bad things myself in things that I've said in my life. And so I sit here and say, okay, there's a lot of righteous people out there talking. And so to that end, I say...
You just decided to internalize it and to think about your own behavior, right?
Exactly. And to that end, I say, okay, I'm going to stop with the lewd jokes. I'm going to stop talking about women.
Let me ask you a question, though, Russ. And I appreciate that that reflective look, but do you think it mattered in this campaign? Did it hurt him, or is this much ado about nothing?
I don't think it had a whole lot to do about nothing, because we're still pinging Bill Clinton on this thing. Yeah. And what I thought, looking back at Bill Clinton's behavior, that people would get a pass like a Donald Trump, but they're not, because people still have decency in this world.
All right, we're gonna move on. More of your calls straight ahead. You've heard the comments, the Billy Bush comments on the bus, and I want to know, does it matter to you? Do you think it has an impact on the campaign? I want both of those questions answered. More of your calls straight ahead right now, 6:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're still dealing with a water main break. Looks like it will be for some time in Beltsville. Southbound Route 1 closed at Rhode Island Avenue. Maryland for 95, 29 coming out of Columbia, White Oak, and down through to the Beltway. Fantastic. Lighter than normal everywhere this morning. 270 still a good ride here out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. Metro Rail under Safe Track Surge number 9, but on this federal holiday, today they're operating on a Saturday schedule. Keep that Saturday schedule in mind. If you are traveling out and about on the road, such as Canal Road, you will have two-way traffic. Same story with the Rock Creek Parkway and those roads that carry those two-way traffic rules. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is. It's going to be sunny today, but cool. A high of 64, only 64. Tonight in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, afternoon clouds, a high of 65. Wednesday and Thursday, temperatures around 70 degrees, and Friday in the mid-60s. Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 6:16 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking about the Billy Bush bus comments, which Donald Trump said some things that some people found offensive, and I want to know what you think about it. He did try to talk about it last night and then tried to turn the corner and bring it home to another well-known politician.
If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say any way you want to say it, but Bill Clinton was abusive to women.
All right, so Donald Trump last night defending himself in the first opening minutes of the debate. I ask you this question. Do those comments that he made, which I think you have to say are a little, they're coarse, they're offensive to many people, does it matter to you, and do you think it has an impact on the campaign? How about Jonathan in Spotsylvania? Jonathan, good morning. You're on with Brian and Aaron McPike this morning.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Personally, to me, that really didn't change my opinion. I already know things about Donald Trump. I already know that he says a lot of things that are questionable. And I mean that was over the line, no matter how you look at it. But for people that already support him, I really don't think they care that much. And I think the people that are undecided, I kind of think it was just another reason for them to tell their friends not to vote for Trump.
Well, I say it's the undecided. I mean, if you look at it, you got to understand that it is a divided election. But there are these people in the middle who are undecided. And you think that the undecideds probably this hurt him with undecideds?
I mean, yeah, it's probably not settling with them too well. But
right.
they have to understand. I mean, he probably didn't even think he was going to run for president at this point. And I mean, if it was a private conversation like they say it was, he gave a good example. His was just words. And, Bill Clinton's done worse, like he said.
All right, Jonathan, thank you for that. Mary in Bethesda, what do you think? You're up next with Brian, and this morning it's Aaron McPike.
Hello, yes. Am I on?
Yes, you're on. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm more offended about the timing of this. And I was offended as a woman, yes, but I was looking at how low it was when this came out 24 hours before this debate. I think the goal was to keep the undecideds away, and it may have. Maybe they didn't even watch the debate. I was floored by how well he did. And it showed me that under this kind of scrutiny, that this man would come in and do as well as he did, I was amazed.
All right, Mary?
That's an interesting point, but, yeah. But I want to ask you one thing because of the timing and that you're offended by that. Do you think that if these tapes had surfaced during the primary that he would not be the nominee?
Now, I just don't think that this was something. I think because it was so long ago, and the way that he came in and apologized, which he doesn't tend to do.
All right.
I have more respect for him today, and I'm a Trumpster, yes I am, but I have more respect after the debate.
All right. Thank you, Mary. I think one thing you have to say about the debates, the first 5 minutes, this was addressed, and then there was like 85 minutes where it was not even an issue.
That's right. And it got into foreign policy in the second half of the debate. And I, a couple of times, thought, I can't believe this is actually the same debate that we were going into at 9 o'clock.
All right. George in Winchester, you're up next with Brian and Aaron in this morning for Larry O'Connor.
Good morning. Yeah, this doesn't make any difference. It's just a smokescreen to cover up the crap that came out about Clinton and the pile and mountain of other crap that's going to come out. This woman is evil, and I hope she does not make it. And if she does, I fear for the country.
Well, look, the timing was suspect because, I mean, a lot of people said, well, it was just before the debate. Yes, that's true. It was also about the same time that we began to see the transcripts of Hillary's speeches that had much long been secret, through some leaked documents and through some hacked documents. We learned a lot more about Hillary Clinton's activities, which, if it had not been for this, would probably be the topic of a lot more discussion. Fair enough?
That's right. And not just... not just those transcripts, but also more emails came out mm-hmm. on Friday, and it showed that some of her aides were working on Bill Clinton's foreign policy speeches, and that's a conflict of interest. And to the extent that there are agencies like the Federal Election Commission and others that could look into that, you know, she has a lot of problems, but they're certainly being passed over by these tapes. That's for certain.
All right. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead. You know, did this matter to you? Did it have an impact on the campaign? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. It's now 6:22.
Hey friends, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show, with exciting news. My wildly popular free seminar on how to sell your home for top dollar is returning to Tyson's Corner and North Bethesda this month. Hear the market outlook, find the best time to sell your home, get tips on ridding clutter out of your house, and discover the improvements that will make you money. Learn where to put a dollar in to get $2 back. You can register at ericstewartgroup.com or call 1-800-900-5377. Again, 800-900-5377.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
The national debt is $19 trillion and growing, threatening to harm our economy. In just over a decade, interest on the debt will be our third largest federal program. That's just the interest. What does this mean for our future generations? If we don't solve our debt problem, good-paying jobs could disappear, wages could fall, and money for important programs like education, infrastructure, and R&D will shrink. What's the good news? There's still time for a solution, and many good ideas exist to put our debt on a sustainable path. At the Peter G. Peterson Foundation, we're working to get candidates from both parties talking about solutions, and we need your help. Candidates today for a plan to address the national debt. Just visit askforaplan.org. That's askforaplan.org. Together we can secure our future. Paid for by the Peter G. Peterson Foundation.
Get
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in a store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
More of your call straight ahead. It's now 6:25 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. For 10 minutes first on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we're taking you 66 eastbound. It's been, for the most part, a great trip here through Manassas, Centerville. However, once you pass Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks, now up ahead, accident activity reported eastbound 66 right near Nutley Street. In fact, VDOT and crews are moving the cameras around here to find exactly which lane in the activity is blocked. So 66 East Nutley Street before we get to the Beltway for the crash. Delays quickly forming there. Beltway through Annandale, Tysons, no problems, no delays. Beltway through Silver Spring, topside, you are wide open heading to the Wilson Bridge. Route 4 between Woodyard, Dower House Road, out of Annapolis and Bowie, 50, nice and quiet. Update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Sunshine only up to 64 today. Clear tonight. Overnight low chilly. Mid to upper 40s. A few afternoon clouds tomorrow. High 65. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 6:26 on WMAL. We're talking about the Billy Bush bus tapes and the things that Donald Trump said. It was very much on the minds of many people as the debate began. It was addressed in the first 5 minutes of the debate. Donald Trump says that he's not proud of those comments. He apologized, if you want to use the phrase used by SNL. But what did you think? Did it matter to you? Jerry in Hagerstown, you're on with Brian, and this morning it's Aaron McPike who's in for Larry O'Connor.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you guys something. You and McCain and Ryan and all the rest of the rhinos, get off this man's back. And I don't want to sit here and hear any of this crap. I've never heard that in a locker room. I'm an ex-sailor. We said stuff like that all the time. We never acted on it. We said stuff like, women do it too. You're talking about something that happened 11 years ago.
All
you
right.
Guys are going to walk this election right into her hands.
Jerry.
Why don't we talk? You guys are sitting on your holier-than-thou soapbox.
Okay, Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
I'm hot.
Jerry, I understand you're mad, and I want to have a conversation with you about it. Look, I can't come on the air and tell you something that I don't believe. I have to come on the air and tell you what I think. And from my perspective, these comments were really troubling. And if you think I'm a rhino, then you also think that Mike Pence is a rhino, because my position is exactly the same as Donald Trump's running mate, who said I cannot condone or defend, and I can't. I can't.
But why are we talking about it?
Because it's news, Jerry.
Okay. Have you heard Bill Clinton apologize to any of his victims?
You know what?
Did you hear Hillary Clinton apologize to any of her victims? Why aren't you talking about that?
We have talked about it endlessly on this station.
We're sitting here talking about
for years. We've been talking about
that.
Well, listen, Jerry. I understand your passion, and I appreciate it. And I understand that not everybody's going to see it the way I see it. I got to tell you, each and every morning I come to work here. And I try to tell you what I think and give you my best assessment of things. If you want to insult me and call me a rhino, then call me a rhino. But you're putting me in the same category as Donald Trump's running mate. It is now 6:28.
Sorry I'm late. Traffic.
Oh, I got plenty of it, too.
Hey, remember that empty lot on 8th Street Northwest when you're getting on 395?
Yeah, used to say GPO. I've spent hours stuck in traffic there.
Well, Tom at work told us the story behind it. Moran's ex-wife owns it.
Luann Bennett? She's running for Congress.
Yep. Really connected developer. In the 90s, she got a sweetheart deal on it and had to build a preschool with daycare center on the land.
Close to federal buildings. That neighborhood could have really used it in the 90s.
Exactly. But she broke her promise to avoid a hefty tax bill.
She got away with it?
Of course. Connections and stuff.
So what happened with a preschool?
Developer Luann Bennett never built it. Made it a parking lot instead.
Useless.
Not for her. She rented it out for $5 million.
So Bennett avoids a $30 million tax bill but takes in $5 million in income?
Pretty much.
Developer Luann Bennett. She makes government work. For her.
The NRCC paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. NRCC.org.
This is Jamie Witten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Coming up in just a moment, we'll speak to Mike Rubino, who is a surrogate for the Trump campaign. How's he feeling after the debate last night? Many people think that Donald turned it around in that 90-minute performance. He'll be up right after the news, 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. That 11-year-old tape of Donald Trump making crude remarks about women was sure to come up at last night's presidential debate, and it did.
Hillary Clinton linking the tape to his past controversial rhetoric.
I said starting back in June that he was not fit to be president and commander-in-chief. This is who Donald Trump is.
And as he'd long threatened, Trump rehashed old Clinton controversies, bringing to the debate three women who accused Bill Clinton of sexual misconduct in the 1990s. And Trump, in an extraordinary remark, threatening to jail Clinton if he becomes president over her handling of classified material on her private email server as Secretary of State.
Correspondent Manu Raju, the third and final presidential debate is set for a week from Wednesday. After that 0-2 start, the Redskins are now 3-2, beating the Ravens in Baltimore. Coach Jay Gruden says that's what kind of team this is.
We didn't start out fast like we always want to, but the guys stay on task, and we just keep grinding and keep working. And that's a good thing about this football team is they're going to come to work come Tuesday, rain or shine, win or loss, and they're going to try to get better, and that's what we're all about.
Next Sunday, the Eagles come to town. The Montgomery County School Board meets today, and one of the items the board's expected to vote on is whether to start school next year before or after Labor Day. Three possible school calendars before the board, only one calls for defying Governor Larry Hogan's executive order and starting the school year before Labor Day. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,240, the NASDAQ at 5,292. Sports, the Redskins climb ahead of the Giants in the NFC East with a win over the Ravens, and the Giants lose to Green Bay. The Cowboys win, the Eagles lose. Baseball, Nats and Dodgers, Game 3 is this afternoon in L.A. with that series tied at a game apiece. NHL preseason, the Caps beat the Islanders. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through October, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide.
The Window Man can. The Window Man.
See us for saving details.
Hey, it's Chris Plant for Timeshare Exit Team. As a radio personality, my success is based solely on my relationship with you, my audience. And because of that, I manage my credibility with the utmost diligence. I do not endorse an advertiser if I have not either used them or researched them and vetted them, the owners and previous customers, myself. Timeshare Exit Team has helped thousands of former timeshare owners become non-timeshare owners, including many of you. I want to encourage you, if you've been considering getting out of your timeshare, if your lifestyle has changed and your timeshare no longer fits in, if you're dreading the maintenance fee that's about to arrive because it's that time of year, call my friends at Timeshare Exit Team. Go in for the free consultation, look at your options, and then, if you want out, know that they stand behind their service with a 100% money-back guarantee. Timeshare Exit Team. They'll get you out safely, legitimately, and forever. Visit TimeshareExitTeam.com. That's TimeshareExitTeam.com.
When visiting Cabinet Discounter's Kitchen and Bath Showroom for the first time, many people say, "Wow, I didn't know you offered so many different products." Some are surprised by the high quality of our products, and yet others didn't realize we actually manufacture granite and quartz countertops in our own local plant. I'm Elaine Mick, inviting you to visit one of our 7 showrooms. Come on in or check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, and read some of the testimonials from our customers. Whether you need a major kitchen or bath remodel or just a new countertop or vanity, a free consultation with a Cabinet Discounters experienced designer will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters.
We have openings for kitchen design and sales in Virginia and Maryland. Check it out at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 eastbound, the crash before the Beltway. It looks like crews able to confine it to the shoulder. Still a bit of a distraction, so as you come in from 123 toward the Beltway, have a little bit of the stop and go. But that's it for 66. If you're just getting out and about, we have wide open trip out of Gainesville through to Manassas, Centerville on this federal holiday. On 95, no troubles to report out of Stafford and up to the Beltway, and I'm not seeing any backups there, so enjoy the trip. We love the ride right now heading in through town. Southeast, Southwest freeway lanes open each direction. No delay coming off of 295 or the 11th Street Bridge. Heads up in Beltsville, though. They are dealing with a water main break southbound on Route 1 closed at Rhode Island Avenue, but they're managing traffic southbound direction to use one of the northbound lanes to watch for crews at the scene. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Canadian high pressure builds in through today, and we've got some cool conditions. Sunshine up to 64 tonight, clear, overnight low mid to upper 40s. A few afternoon clouds tomorrow with a high 65 degrees, up close to 70 Wednesday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Herndon, 46 in Silver Spring, 51 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM at AM 630.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's going to be a busy morning here on Morning on the Mall. Coming up at 7:05, we'll talk to legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 7:35, we'll talk about the Redskins' victory over the Ravens. Hey, that wasn't supposed to happen. That's good news. Trevor Maddox will join us then. And at 8:05, we'll talk to a spokesperson, a surrogate, on behalf of the Clinton campaign by the name of Jason Green. It's all straight ahead here on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor taking a long scheduled day off. And Eric McPike is in. Aaron McPike is a veteran political reporter around town. Good to have you, Aaron, filling in Larry's absence this morning.
Great to be here.
And joining us on the line right now is Mike Rubino, senior advisor to the Trump campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We want to get his sense of how he thinks things went last night in the debate. Mike, thanks for joining us here on Mornings of the Mall.
Thanks so much for having me this morning.
All right. So, look, it was, boy, you couldn't take your eyes off the TV screen last night. Everybody was wondering how it was going to go for Donald Trump, given how things had gone the preceding 24 hours. How do you think it went?
I thought it was just a show-stopping performance from Mr. Trump last night. He absolutely stepped up to the plate and knocked the ball out of the park.
And so, do you think he addressed the elephant in the room, if you'll excuse that pun?
He did, and you know, I think that Anderson Cooper went after him. I thought it was at least four times that he, you know, asked the question, and Mr. Trump recognized that it was an indefensible comment. He apologized to both his family and the American people, and he moved on, as they rightfully should in a presidential debate, to the issues that matter to both the American people and, you know, specifically here in the Commonwealth, the people of Virginia.
Aaron?
You know, I'm curious about some of the Republicans who are calling on Donald Trump to get out of the race and give it to Mike Pence. Do you think that would move the needle, especially in Virginia?
I do. Well, let's be honest. Northern Virginia isn't necessarily the easiest, you know, battleground for Mr. Trump, you know, right off the bat. Was this comment a little detrimental at first? Yes. But I think that you're going to start to see Republicans again less around his candidacy. They, you know, he spoke yesterday to issues that matter specifically here in the Commonwealth, whether it be, you know, defense up in Northern Virginia, NAFTA down in, you know, South Side, coal in the 9th District, veterans down in the 2nd. So he's definitely speaking to Virginia-specific issues. And Republicans as a whole will coalesce around that because Hillary Clinton was vastly out of step with the American people last night.
But Mike, have you or anybody else on the campaign spoken to Barbara Comstock, the congresswoman who has specifically said that she's not going to vote for him and instead will write in Mike Pence?
I have not reached out to her. She seems to have a grudge against the idea of voting for Mr. Trump for a while, and I, you know, respect everyone's desires. She has no desire to vote for Mr. Trump, and that's fine. We're doing, I don't know if you saw the Loudoun County poll that came out about 2 weeks ago, but we're only 2 points down in Loudoun. And I think everyone knows that's one of the biggest battleground counties in the entire country.
Right.
So 2 points down, I'll absolutely take it. And most people don't realize, you know, there's a groundswell of support that really you can't actually put a finger on. So if we're 2 points down polled, I think we're probably 1 or 2 points up, considering all the people that Mr. Trump brings to the polls that never vote.
Give me your sense, if you could, about what's likely to happen this, as the day progresses. I mean, for example, we know that Mike Pence decided he was not going to, he canceled a campaign event. His comments were that I can neither condone or defend the statements. And reportedly, according to many, there was a phone call between Pence and Trump. And Pence told him, look, you need to get out there and explain this. We understand that Mr. Pence is going to make appearances on the morning shows this morning. Do you have any sense of where he is at this moment?
I don't have any sense. You know, I'm not that senior, but what I can say, you know, just people in Virginia, is we'll be seeing him on Wednesday. We'll be seeing him down Roanoke way, and also he'll be making another stop down in the 9th District. So, you know, he's going to be making a huge swing through different battleground states over the upcoming days.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really all that matters. I mean, what you have to do is you have to go speak to the American people. You have to speak about issues that matter to them. And that's what Mr. Trump did last night. He apologized. And I think once people, you know, listen to that apology over and over again, they'll realize that it's time to move on. A lot of people I've spoken to, while they find the comment to be crass and lewd, they also think that, you know, it's in the past and it's time to move on because he's running for president. And, you know, he's the only candidate in the race who can actually make America great again.
Yeah, okay. One other thing, I'd like you to get me some sense of how the ground game is in Virginia as we go forward. Again, we're not that far away. How do you think things are shaping up as far as getting out the vote on Election Day?
Well, the RNC has been in the state of Virginia since 2015 when they defeated, you know, the Clinton Incorporated state Senate deal. And we've had over 60 staffers here. We have consistently had hundreds of volunteers knocking on doors, as well as making phone calls. And Hillary Clinton abandoned that Obama neighborhood-centric model that was so successful. Meanwhile, we've adopted that, and we are basically running, you know, 1,000 different mayoral races across the Commonwealth. I could not be more pleased with our ground game.
All right, that sounds very encouraging. Mike Rubino is a senior advisor for the Trump campaign in Virginia and speaks this morning on behalf of the Donald. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
It is now 6:43 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing the long-awaited Esotique XV from Chamonix. Esotique XV combines cutting-edge plant stem cell therapy with natural peptides. This fourth-generation Esotique is so advanced, it makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles a thing of the past. And due to the combination of key ingredients, it also targets skin redness and old scars. I use it, I can't believe the difference, neither will you. And here's another small miracle. Call now to try Esotique XV for a whole month absolutely free. That's right. For only a small shipping fee, Chamonix will rush you the brand new Esotique XV to experience in the comfort of your own home. You'll see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear off your face or you don't pay. Call right now and you'll also get the new Liposomal Deep Firming Serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV right now. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you don't look 20 years younger, you don't pay. It's that simple. Call them 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in one or two visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office and rest in Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So many positive things about this morning's commute. Light volume, enjoying the trip out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway 270, one of the many areas where we're not experiencing that jammed traffic this morning. Around the Beltway, Maryland and Virginia, no troubles, no delays, no incidents. 295 and heading toward the 11th Street Bridge in each direction, open to the southeast, southwest freeway. Now for 66, we are bunched up just a bit here eastbound, trying to get past Nutley Street. Scene of the crash on the shoulder. And with the federal holiday, Metrorail is operating on a Saturday schedule. So off-peak fares in effect all day long. That's good. And don't forget the roads that carry, the reversible roads that carry two-way traffic, such as Canal Road, Rock Creek Parkway. It's two ways today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Canadian high pressure builds in through today, and we've got some cool conditions. Sunshine up to 64 tonight, clear. Overnight low, mid to upper 40s. A few afternoon clouds tomorrow with a high 65 degrees. Up close to 70 Wednesday. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 52 degrees. It is now 6:47.
Welcome to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Wamsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
Sundays at 2 p.m. on WMAL.
All right, so there have been another bit of fallout as a result of that Billy Bush bus tape. We've played it. It's been played endlessly. I'm not going to play it again. You know what was said, and it was not pleasant, and it was not very nice. But nonetheless, it's out there. Donald Trump addressed it last night, and let's set aside the political discussion. Here's a media discussion. Billy Bush, who was also a participant in that conversation, has been suspended by NBC. He has said that he's embarrassed and ashamed of the remarks, but there was, up until, I guess, about sometime middle yesterday, there was a plan for him to go on his new job, the Today Show, and offer this apology firsthand. And then a decision was made that he is not going to be on the Today Show. He is not going to make any comment. And he's suspended, as they say, TFN, till further notice. Is this the appropriate thing? What do you think about that, Aaron?
You know, I think that he is a casualty of NBC's PR machine because they are going to take a lot of flack for the timing of the tape and when it came out. Mm-hmm. And obviously, NBC is going to cover this relentlessly, as all of the networks are going to do. But because it came from NBC, they have to take some action. But it may not be because they really want to be suspending Billy Bush and may just let him off the hook for saying something 11 years ago. But he's a casualty of the situation.
Well, they were working on the story last week. Late last week, they had this. They had identified that this tape existed. They had looked at it. They were beginning the process of writing a story and vetting a story. And the story, I think, was initially planned to run today. I think that was the plan. And then it got leaked, and they had to then step up their efforts. But hold on a minute. If they have to suspend him now because the tape has come out, why were they not having a conversation with him about this last week?
Well, that's a good question, and it probably is because there has been such a swift disavowal of Donald Trump from everyone in the media, from so many Republicans in Washington, that maybe they weren't expecting this kind of reaction. Now, I would also point out that Ted Cruz went on a bit of a tirade yesterday, I believe, and went on to Twitter to say, why didn't this come out in March of 2015 or October of 2015 or earlier this year? Ted Cruz was not happy about the timing.
Yeah, I think it's a fair question that he asked. The timing is very suspicious. There's one thing about it that makes it really look suspicious was it came out exactly as the transcripts of Hillary's speeches came out. It came out exactly as a whole bunch of emails got dropped into the hopper, and we're only still going through those and realizing what they were. This was such a bombshell that it was no doubt going to divert attention away from those stories. I think we will eventually come back to them. I don't think it's over. I don't think those stories are gone. But the timing is very interesting, and who at NBC took it off the server and gave it to the Washington Post? That's the question I want to know. Who at NBC might have done that?
We'll never know. We will never, ever know.
Well, they know. They know who downloaded it because it's on the server records. I would like to know the answer to that question. 650 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here to talk to you about a sensitive topic, sleep apnea, and the stress it causes in your life and even in your relationships. CPAP is the first-line treatment for people with sleep apnea, but studies show that over half of the people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. If sleep apnea is causing stress in your relationships and you haven't found relief with CPAP, it's time you learned more about Inspire. Inspire Therapy is a sleep apnea solution that doesn't require a mask or a hose. Inspire works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It's a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Over 100 leading medical centers, including several right here in the Washington area, are now offering Inspire Therapy to treat your sleep apnea. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
There's this fairy tale, maybe you remember it, about a certain emperor. Remember, he thought he bought some new clothes that only certain people could see. It turns out he went on parade buck naked. The only one willing to tell him the truth was a small boy from the kingdom. Reminds me of something one of my stand-up guys told me recently. See, there was another company out there that told the homeowner they needed a whole new system. All they really needed was just a simple repair. Well, luckily, the homeowner called Snell for a second opinion. And my stand-up guy, of course, did the right thing. Now, here's the thing. If that homeowner really had needed a system, you can bet we would have quoted them a fair price. And right now, we can make replacing your system especially affordable with rebates up to $1,600 on a qualifying Lennox system. Hey, we're not here to take the shirt off your back. That's no way to stay comfortable in winter.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
It's time to check, see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here's Chuck Kamlick.
Good morning and happy Monday. It's Columbus Day, as you know. Stock markets are open, but the bond market's closed. Oddly enough, no economic or earnings reports are scheduled for today. Samsung's problems keep getting worse. The company will reportedly suspend production of its Galaxy Note 7 phones because even the replacements are catching fire. AT&T and T-Mobile will stop issuing replacements, instead letting customers turn in their old Galaxies for any other phone. Merck's stock will rise after tests showed its cancer drug Keytruda cut the number of deaths in patients by nearly 40%. The stock of the newly merged Anheuser-Busch InBev SABMiller begins trading in Europe today. The new stock will trade in this country tomorrow. And the casino Donald Trump once owned in Atlantic City is expected to close today. The 26-year-old Taj Mahal was hurt by the recession and increasing competition. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
It is 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
A nice, easy commute for most this morning. Beltsville, though, there is a water main break, so heads up if you use Route 1 coming southbound at Rhode Island Avenue. They do have southbound closed, but you are able to use one of the northbound lanes. It's coned off. Do watch for crews working at the scene and take your time on Route 1, Rhode Island Avenue. In each direction, you will get by. 270, oh, we're getting by, all right. No delays out of Frederick and down through to the Beltway. 66, quick improving here. Little bit of volume as you head eastbound toward Nutley Street, but that crash had been moved to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, here it is this Columbus Day. The high will be around 64, sunny and cool. Tonight, it'll be clear skies, upper 40s. Tomorrow, 65 degrees. Wednesday and Thursday in the 70s. And on Friday, we'll look at temperatures somewhere around the mid-60s. It's fall-like weather. That's what we're looking for. Currently in the nation's capital, we're talking about 52 degrees at 6:56.
So the kids are back to school, and that means it's time to get your home back to clean. Larry O'Connor here for Zero Res, the absolute best carpet cleaning company. They're the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery, and the clean I got was truly amazing. Honestly, it was like I got a brand new house of carpet without the big expense. The Zero Res process is unduplicated thanks to their toxic-free empowered water system that leaves behind zero residue. So if you have a cleaning now, your carpets will still be looking great when the holidays come around. Zero Res is also the allergy sufferer's best friend, removing more dirt, allergens, pollen, contaminants, and pet fur and dander than any vacuum on earth. Don't have carpet? No problem. Zero Res deep cleans hardwoods, laminates, tile, and grout surfaces too. Call Zero Res and ask for the WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpets for only $49 a room. Minimums apply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. That's 703-382-1221. Or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards. It's spelled the same. Z-E-R-O-R-E-Z.
Hey friends, I'm Eric Stewart, the host of The Eric Stewart Show with exciting news. My wildly popular free seminar on how to sell your home for top dollar is returning to Tyson's Corner and North Bethesda this month. Hear the market outlook, find the best time to sell your home, get tips on ridding clutter out of your house, and discover the improvements that will make you money. Learn where to put a dollar in to get $2 back. You can register at ericstewartgroup.com or call 1-800-900-5377. Again, 800-900-5377.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
With all the things people are going to cover today about the debate last night, one needs to get more attention. Hillary Clinton's answer on the Supreme Court. She quite plainly advocated for a justice that held strong left-leaning political beliefs. To me, was the most telling difference I've heard yet. Trump wanted a justice that followed the Constitution. Clinton wanted a politician who happened to be a judge when they needed a judge. In the litany of things her justice nominee would accomplish as a judge, not one of them was follow the law. This has been an important effort on the left for a very long time. If you can't control the legislature, control the court. I hope the media begins to flush out a little bit the Clinton campaign on what is likely to be the most significant decision the next president will make in their first year. Justice Scalia's passing left a huge hole as to the court's constitutional responsibility, and Hillary Clinton just outlined judicial activism that can have dangerous consequences. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey, my name's Brandt. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you, 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
Well, coming up here on WMAL, in the next hour, we're going to talk to Trevor Maddich about that big Redskin win. But coming up next, Jonah Genova weighs in on the debate and Donald Trump's call for a special prosecutor. Is that something that could happen? It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.